And the high cost of gas has many Americans cutting back on travel plans. Ever Helpful Day-to-Day has been searching out overlooked summer tourist sites around the country. Today, Georgia, and the destination, the Jimmy Carter National Historic Site, where the 39th president grew up. NPR's Kathy Lohr, take it away.
If you follow the state highway south from Atlanta for a couple of hours, you'll end up in cotton and peanut country, where the soil is rich and red, and the towns are tiny and remote. You get the feeling you've stepped back in time.
Well, welcome to Jimmy Carter's Boyhood Farm. This is the farm where he grew up from age 4 to 17.
Park ranger Steve Theus shows me around the place just outside Plains. Humble beginnings for a boy who ended up president. Carter lived in a Sears and Roebuck shotgun-style house built in the 1920s.
And this is typical of the architecture of these houses back then.
There was no running water or electricity here at first. Instead, they had oil lamps and a battery-powered radio that the family listened to in the evenings. A mail-order windmill was added to pump water into the house.
Yeah, everything was done by hand, and everything had a purpose out here. Everything on the farm.
Everyone on the farm worked hard. According to the former president, the worst job was what they called mopping cotton. Thea says they'd mix molasses, arsenic, and water together and walk through each row of cotton, swabbing the plants with the sticky concoction.
But you'd put that stuff on each one of the bolls of cotton on that plant to keep the boll weevil out of it. But he said it was such a messy job that at the end of the day, he knew he had to do it the next day. He could actually stand up his pants in the corner. He'd put those same pants back on the next day and get back out there and do it again.
Here at the farm, the 86,000 people who visit each year can listen to recordings of Jimmy Carter himself.
I remember how enjoyable it was to walk behind a plow, my bare feet caressed by the soft and cool, freshly turned earth.
On most weekends, you can take a train ride from Americus, Georgia, to Carter's boyhood home and into the town of Plains, with a population of about 650. Here, too, it looks much like it did in the 1930s. There are only about half a dozen buildings on Main Street, including a cafe, an antique shop, and an inn. Longtime residents, including C.L. Walters, say Jimmy Carter often rides his bicycle around town and stops by to chat.
He's really kind of a fun guy to talk to. He prefers for the home folks to talk about children or fishing. He doesn't want to talk politics because we don't know anything about it to start with, but he'd rather talk fishing or hunting or things like that.
If you remember one thing about Jimmy Carter, it's probably his association with peanuts. He was a peanut farmer and ran a peanut warehouse. Back in the 1970s, his campaign workers were called the Peanut Brigade. And in town, you can buy boiled and fried peanuts, even peanut ice cream. Just down the street from where Carter still teaches Sunday school, there's another landmark that's not on the national park site. Still, Ranger Steve Theus drives to a gas station where a 13-foot-tall peanut is located, complete with a huge, white Jimmy Carter grin.
I'd say that and the outhouse at the farm is probably the most photographed place.
Jimmy Carter loves his hometown, but I hear the 39th president is not too crazy about the giant peanut, which moved here from Indiana after the 1976 presidential campaign. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.